Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 11th through 22nd, with Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Diane Reeves, Dr. Lonnie Smith's In the Beginning Octet, Zoe Keating, and more. Tickets and the full concert schedule at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to sit in on a Miles Dewey Davis celebration, celebrating Miles' birthday, which was last Monday night. This celebration took place at Tula's and features the Thomas Marriott Quintet. Miles Dewey Davis was born 88 years ago in East St. Louis. Over 50 years, his professional career ranged from the birth of the cool to electric jazz rock, and in many cases it was his records that ushered in new styles. They were studied, analyzed, and became models for other artists from the late 40s through the 80s. Although he died in 1991, Miles Davis continues to exert an influence on jazz today. It's not particularly his trumpet playing, it's his concepts and collaborations, the combinations of musicians he brought together to come to prominence under his leadership, who also contributed to the body of music we think of as Miles music. Among those composers and collaborators were people like John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, and Gil Evans, and many, many others. Seattle trumpet player Thomas Marriott was barely in elementary school when Miles Davis died, but he grew up in a musical family with a trumpet-playing dad, so the influence of Miles Davis was there from a very early age. Thomas and his trombonist brother Dave Jr. were standouts in Clarence Acock's Garfield Jazz Ensemble. In his early 20s, Thomas was touring with Maynard Ferguson and living in New York, where he played and recorded with many jazz and Latin bands. Moving back to Seattle to enrich the local scene and start a family, Thomas has become a catalyst who makes things happen. He was largely responsible for the resurgence of Hadley Kallman's career and recordings. He's produced 8 albums for Origin Records, including the 2009 East-West Trumpet Summit with Ray Vega. Ray and Thomas just reunited this week for gigs at the Bellevue Jazz Festival Wednesday and last night in Arlington, and the group also is recording a new CD. Joining Thomas Marriott in this Miles night at Tula's are saxophonist Mark Taylor, another standout from this generation of Seattle players. Up from Portland is pianist Daryl Grant, who's also a composer and professor at Portland State University, who has also performed in New York stages and many major jazz festivals. On bass is the young force of nature on the bass, Evan Flory Barnes. And on drums is Matt Jorgensen, another catalyst on the Seattle jazz scene and co-conspirator in Origin Records. Here they are together for the second annual Miles Night at Tula's, a full house with the music of Miles Davis and collaborators, opening with Miles' tune that was a staple for the quintet with Coltrane in the 50s. Here's the Thomas Marriott Quintet version of Four. very energetic version of that tune by Miles Davis called Four, as played here by the Thomas Marriott Quintet in Miles' Night at Tula's Jazz Club in downtown Seattle. This was recorded last Saturday night, a week ago. Music from several different periods of Miles, as we've mentioned, and that piece from the 50s is followed by one from the 60s. This is a Wayne Shorter composition played by the Thomas Marriott Quintet with Thomas on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Daryl Grant at the piano, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, and Matt Jorgensen at the drums. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. This is Wayne Shorter's composition from the mid-60s called Mascalero. Matt Jorgensen sets it up on drums and cymbals here. Thank you. Masquerero. Masquerero by Wayne Shorter on this Miles Davis night. You're listening to the Thomas Marriott Quintet playing Miles Night at Tula's in Seattle, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Thanks very much, everybody. Let me have it one more time for Mark Taylor on the saxophone. Evan Florey Barnes at the bass. Matt Jorgensen on the drums, folks. Matt Jorgensen. And our very special guest for this evening, put your hands together, double time for Daryl Grant on the piano, folks. Yeah. Yours truly, Thomas Marriott on the trumpet. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thank you. It is fantastic to see a full house here at Tula's for Miles Davis night and to see so many friendly faces. It means that you're all people that have very good taste. So pat yourselves on the back for being here and having good taste. I mean it. We're going to play one more song for you that is commonly called Milestones because that's the name of the album that it was on. But the song is called Miles. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Music from the first set ending with Miles or Milestones. We'll have some more music here with Thomas Marriott Quintet. This recorded live at Tula's last Saturday night, celebrating the music of Miles Davis and his collaborators on the occasion of the 88th anniversary of the birth of Miles Davis. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is a real genius composition, which is one of Miles Davis's best-known compositions, a simple framework, actually, which provided a framework for some outstanding improvisers by members of his group, including Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, and Bill Evans. This is Miles Davis's tune, All Blues, as played by the Thomas Marriott Quintet.
Thank you.
Thomas Marriott Quintet playing all blues in a very up-tempo version here in this Miles Night at Tula's, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is another Wayne Shorter composition. This is Nefertiti from the 60s, 1967.
Thank you.
Folks, put your hands together for Mark Taylor on the saxophone one more time. Matt Jorgensen on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Jorgensen. Evan Flory Barnes on the bass. That's right. Evan Flory Barnes on the bass, folks. Our special guest this evening, Daryl Grant. Daryl Grant on the piano. Let's hear it. Daryl Grant on the piano, folks. Come back. Yours truly, Thomas Marion on the trumpet. Thanks, folks, for being here. We appreciate your listening, your patronage. We can't do it without you. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll see you next time, folks. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Thomas Marriott Quintet live at Tula's during a Miles Davis night, celebrating the music of Miles Davis and ending here with Freddie the Freeloader. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to you for joining us in this music of Miles Davis. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley.